It was a Mennonite. He's a Mennonite man that I met out street preaching. We went and stood outside his church. Okay. And we stood outside his church. Was it last Sunday? He's an airline pilot for small planes. And I invited him to email me and talk about the Anabaptist faith. And so he called, and that's what that talk was all about.
Yeah. So, I identify to churches, they're not really teaching the truth.
They're not.
There's a lot, and something I would have, questioned, but I'm not going to have it.
Do you go to a church?
Yeah, I go to a Calvary Chapel. Okay. Yeah. I teach the Bible through and through.
Calvary Chapel, is it Baptist?
It's our next denomination.
It's not a Baptist church.
Because one of my
is it a mega church? Big giant one?
No.
Okay, because I'm doing a testing.
It depends on where you go.
I'm doing a testing right now on Calvary Baptist Chapel in Clearwater.
Yeah, there's a Calvary Baptist here also, but that's different from Calvary.
Calvary Baptist. Or Calvary Chapel. So Calvary Chapel, where does it come from? When we talk about the roots
Chuck
in America.
Chuck Smith.
Yes. Lonnie Frisbee, the 70s movie. How old are you?
I'm 67.
Okay, I'm 61. So you and I both remember the 60s and the 70s. The Lonnie Frisbee hippie movement.
Yes, he came out to the hippie.
And they Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith, yeah.
He is guilty of a lot of heresy, but one main thing, he wanted to reach the youth. And what he did was he lowered the standard of God's word in the gospel, and he decided they love music. And that's where contemporary Christian music was born.
Probably.
And he started compromising and allowing the hippies to come in, and he stopped. Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Chuck said, we'll just lure them in with music. And he had Lonnie Frisbee, who was a new apostolic type Reformation guy with the laying on the hands and slain in the spirit. And he was almost a Pentecostal type. And Chuck Smith merged with him, and then they broke because Lonnie Frisbee was a practicing homosexual.
I didn't get into the history.
Where the Calvary Chapel comes from. But you're right; they don't teach the truth.
Yeah, not only that. Yeah, you go to church. I mean, you read the Bible. A lot of people start to you don't get together and you can't discuss it.
Would you agree that the Calvary Chapel, like the Anabaptists, don't teach the truth? They don't teach the true gospel.
They're actually not teaching the truth to some degree.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Are you following Jesus?
Maybe not as I should, to be honest with you.
Do you think you're born of God? You heard the gospel.
Yes.
You think you're born of God?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you say that you're not as you should, which means we would all be keeping sin and false ways, if we stay in those, when we die, what's going to be our plight? If we hold to sin.
I agree.
Yeah. So what will you do? Well, you're our neighbor. We love you. What will you do? Why would you wait? You're out here walking. Why would you wait and risk your soul?
There's still a lot of questions I have. As I said, it would take,
I'd love to answer them for you.
Yeah, I would have loved to stay longer, but I know it's going to go get deep.
I
have a card. I can, I probably.
Yeah, the website is full of all kinds of articles for free. And we teach what hardly anybody's teaching, and it's just what's in the Word of God, and that is you got to come out of the culture. Christ shed his blood for you and I, and we have to repent and apply it that way. And if we are born again, the Holy Spirit's working in your life. And if the Holy Spirit's working in your life, I promise you, you won't stay an Anabaptist, you won't stay in Calvary Chapel. You'll follow Christ, and you'll come out of all of that to become a holy, set-apart child of God.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
I agree, yeah.
And if you unite to Calvary Chapel, that sin you're united to, and God's going to judge you for that. He says, you worship me in vain for keeping man-made traditions, all their emotional music and their worldliness. Jesus says, come out of the world. You see that, don't you?
Yeah, like I said, that's something I pray about all the time. Even with different denominations, I pray that God would, reveal his truth.
Wouldn't you forget any man-made denomination and just follow and obey Jesus? Why do you need a man-made denomination?
To be honest with you, I mean, like I said, yes, I search myself, but I still have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
If I was just there, it's going to take a long time to go through, just like any other phone.
That's what I do.
So, but I really have priorities right now. I was running late,
Jesus said, seek ye first.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness.
God and his righteousness.
Oh, yes.
You know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know it. Matthew 6:33. If you're not doing it every day and putting other things in front of him, the culture, exercise, whatever, Jesus is going to say, in Matthew 7, away from me, I never knew you. And you might say, Lord, Lord, I went to church and I thought about you and I didn't. And he's going to say, you're a worker of iniquity. I don't want that for you. I want you to be a child of God.
I want you to be a child of God and seek the
kingdom.
What's your name again?
We're here to help you. My name is Tupos.
Tupos.
Tupos. This is my brother Kuo. And my wife, Sister Amen. And we just follow Christ. We don't. People ask us all the time, well, what denomination are you? I'm like, we don't need a denomination. We follow Jesus.
I'm on the same page. People always ask me, what denomination? I says, okay. I don't try to follow. I go to a church. This is the name of a church, but I'm a follower of Christ, just like I said. I don't like, because they usually claim they're non-denominational. I said, no, it's a denomination. From you have one. It's spread out.
Yeah.
But
to be a true disciple of Christ, see, you can't like mingle yourself with the denominations. You just pretend. You got to say, I'm a disciple of Christ.
Yes.
In John 17, Jesus says twice, my sheep are not of the world. They come out. And the churches and people in America that claim to be Christians are just like the world. And unless your life has come out of the world, we had to do that. We all lost our lives completely. Careers, family, friends, churches, flesh. And most people are holding on to all that. And I want to go to church on Sunday.
Yeah, I see all of that too.
That's not of God.
I see that too. Yeah.
Sundays, you heard it. Sunday's not the Lord's day.
Like I said, we have a lot of
it's not. I'd love to Bible study with you and talk about that.
Yeah. Once I start, I know it's going to get... I have to start.
You got her email.
Yeah. Okay. God bless, man.
I'm glad you stopped by.
Yes, and God bless you guys on your
journey. Deep into scriptures. Don't waste your life.
Yes.
Your life is close to the end like mine.
That's true.
The wrath of God is coming. And by the way, I want to leave you one last thing if I said one last thing. Calvary Chapel, free trip rapture, that's a lie. It is not. You're going to have to endure on this earth the wrath of Satan. And Christ comes at the end of the tribulation. Everybody's thinking we're going to get out early. Get ready. Antichrist is coming. Be ready to lose your life completely. If you haven't already, be ready to lose it, because one day they're going to say, mark of the beast or cut your head off. And if you haven't already lost your life, most people are going to line up for the mark of the beast.
All right.
Yeah. It's coming. No pre-trib rapture.
All right.
Love you, neighbor.
Love you guys.
Seek the kingdom. God be praised.
God be praised.